This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Russia has carried out some preventative strikes after what Moscow called a Ukrainian terrorist attack that damaged the Crimean Bridge. And Moscow's mayor is saying that drones have damaged two buildings but reports no victims. Earlier in Ukraine, authorities in Zaporizhia said that Saturday at least two people were killed in a Russian missile strike on the southeastern city. It's unclear if these attacks were related to Putin's earlier statement. This resident told Reuters News that she was sitting there when an explosion occurred. It came out of nowhere, unexpectedly. She didn't expect any of this, and everything around her, including the glass, just fell onto her. In Sumy, authorities say a Russian rocket has killed at least one civilian and injured at least five more in that northeastern city late on Saturday. The European Union and France have already cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after military leaders this week announced that they had overthrown the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum.
Ça dépend des dirigeants, n'est-ce pas? De leur comportement.
However, economist Abdoulaye Soleil remains somewhat optimistic. He says it depends on the leaders and how they behave. If they do well, the people will be behind them. And if they manage the limited resources well, he says, he feels that the leaders can get them through this, despite the international condemnations. Niger is one of the poorest countries in the world, receiving close to $2 billion a year in official development assistance. That's according to the World Bank. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, or download our mobile application.